Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the D. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 172 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman once again up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Welcome back, Doctor.
I'm back, baby.
How you feeling?
I'm refreshed, rejuvenated, reinvigorated, and ready to rock.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Have a nice week off.
Vacation. Yeah, you know what? I was just thinking, I didn't even take a week off when either of my daughters was born. I didn't take a week off for a lot of things. This has been the first podcast in 170 episodes that I was not featured on.
Yeah.
If you don't count half-isodes.
Yeah. Well, you still have a lot more vacation time, so, you know, we're going into, like, the Mike Francesa season of broadcasting, where he's going to be on for 2 episodes and then off for 6 more weeks.
I was thinking about that, like taking my Howard Stern schedule and just taking the whole summer off.
We'd have to put a couple schleps in there. Not that you can get any worse than us, but get a couple of the interns to maybe take over the show.
It'd be the Eugene and Steve show. This is Eugene. I'm in the studio. Eugene's not the brightest, God bless him.
No, Eugene does good work. No,
Eugene
definitely isn't the sharpest tool.
No, and coming from us, that's saying an awful lot. Yeah, I was thinking about that the first episode I've taken a vacation on. But you know, like you said, it was use it or lose it time,
yeah.
So you know how I accrued the vacation time over these 170 episodes, and now I'm at the max. I'm at like 240 hours or something, and they said you can't earn any more. You gotta start using it. So,
yep.
You know, who am I to argue? HR is HR. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Isn't that crazy that we own our own company, but we still have those little HR slime weasels who are coming in on
it? Oh, I know.
You gotta use up your vacation time. We're not giving you a check this year.
Yeah, I know. I was banking on that. That was like our Christmas bonus. We always kind of use that as our Christmas bonus, and now they're actually making us
take vacation.
Take the time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I used some of it the first year when I moved down here, and I used some last year, but yeah, you're the one who's been the rock of the show, and now they're even busting your chops.
I know.
You even told them that, you know, you take 50 cents on the dollar, but that's not even an option.
Not an option anymore. Times are tough.
I know.
The advertiser, you know what happened? We talked bad about that MyPillow guy, and he caught wind of it, and now he's pulled his money. His silent partnership is out, so times are tough.
Mike Lindell. I think his name was. I'm not sure what his name is.
The MyPillow guy.
He's a good guy.
You know, he's not a big fan of us right now.
Yeah, no. I'll work on building up that relationship again.
Well, you know what part of it was, I believe, and I could be wrong about this, but we were already getting a little rocky, and then you started talking about potential Minnesota meetups when you went to Nebraska, and then that kind of just fell by the wayside, and I think he was a little disappointed he didn't get a chance to meet you.
Oh, was he?
That's the rumor I've been hearing around the water cooler.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm not putting all the blame on you because it was my initial comments that got us on the thin ice, but I think you could have smoothed it over back a few weeks ago if you had made the trip to the Twin Cities and had a nice steak dinner with him. But I understand. I mean, going to Kauffman Stadium was more important than the $3.6 million endorsement deal that we have. Yeah, so
I'm not really worried about cash at this point, Bill.
You're flush with cash.
You still got plenty of room on those credit cards.
Well, yeah, those are personal to me. I guess that's what I get for taking all the points.
Uh-huh.
What's new with you down in sunny Southwest Florida?
Nothing. We've just been getting our normal afternoon storms.
Yes. You like those, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, how's Fenway do with those?
Oh, thank God, he's fine.
He doesn't mind the thunder
boomers?
Not at all,
no.
That's good.
First day we got him, we had a boomer in Minnesota, and I looked at him, and he didn't even move. He slept right through it, so.
That's good. That's helpful, because some dogs go nuts. They try to run away, and like with fireworks and thunderstorms and things like that. That is fortunate.
Susie's up in Tampa tonight.
Oh, yeah? What's she doing there?
She's going to see like her favorite band, U2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's up at Raymond James Stadium. She's like, oh, I found a cheap chicken online for $30. I'm going to go up. I said, all right. I said, just be safe.
Stadium. U2 still banging out stadiums.
Yeah,
huh?
They're doing, I guess, like her favorite album was the Joshua Tree, so I guess they're doing like some songs that they've never done in concert or something. I don't know.
I'm not a huge fan.
No, I mean, they have some decent songs,
but I'm not a big...
No.
Never was big into them.
They're always one that I change whenever they're on the radio.
Yeah, especially because the Patriots play their stuff when they score touchdowns.
Do they?
Too. Yeah. Or they used to. I don't know if they do anymore. So Susie's up at the Raymond James Stadium. Pirate ship.
Yep.
That's good. I know you guys have been busy behind the scenes working hard, so that's also good.
Working vigorously.
I can't think of anything else. I had some nice weather here the last few days.
Oh, did you?
I'm sure. On Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we were at, I think it got up to like 88 Sunday, then it was like 90 Monday and mid-90s on Tuesday.
And were the people bitching about it?
A little bit. Not too bad. Most people this year are happy for it because it's been so bad. There was no ramp up, which made it feel really hot because it went from like 40s in the morning and a high of like 58 right into the mid 80s.
Right.
So that made it a little tough, but it was fine. I'm happy. Today was nice though. Like 77, I think, was the high today. That's a nice nice day. That's a chilly day for you though.
Yeah.
Get the windbreaker going.
Yep.
Are the golf courses ghost towns right now?
Yeah, they're pretty dead right now.
Because all the snowbirds are gone.
Thank God.
At this point.
Yep.
100% out of there.
Yep.
It's only full-time residents. So
just the
hardcore. Cheap skates come out at like 3 o'clock when it starts cooling down a little bit.
Yeah.
The after-work people.
Saw this ad for the next like 2 weeks because they punched the green. So the next 2 weeks at Stony Brook. Get this, Jurgen. 11-3. Two players. 1999. Uh-huh. Mention this advertisement from Facebook and a free thing, a range of balls.
Oh, that's cutting right into your pocket.
It's business right there. Yeah,
that's not good.
Number one. I thought about that, and then I told my buddy. I said, "What are we going to get two players at 1999?"
Yeah,
he said no tips.
You might get the penny. There's going to be a penny left over.
Boy, that's horrible.
So $19 each or $19 total?
Total
with cart?
Yes.
$20? That doesn't even pay for the gas in the carts or the electricity to charge them up overnight.
Yeah, no, I know.
They might as well just lay you guys off and just, like, board the place up for a few weeks.
That's what a lot of people have said. They said they should do what they do up north and just close the place down.
Because then they could, then the superintendents could let it grow out a little bit. They wouldn't have to keep it under as much stress to keep it in playing condition. Let it bounce back a little bit in the heat of the summer.
It's upsetting. So now I got to think about maybe selling beer or something on the sidewalk. Yeah, I got to make a few bucks, you know?
Yeah, these cheapskates showing up for $10 a pop, they're not going to give you a tip. They're not even if range balls weren't free, it's not like they pay for them.
Yeah, exactly. So I might start selling the sauce, maybe going to the state of Florida and getting like a liquor license.
These are the people who show up like they still have the wooden woods and they wear tank top, like the wife beaters and jeans, jean shorts with flip-flops, and they want to go out and play.
Yeah, I love it when we lowered our price for the summer, and the guy shows up. He's like, it's 5 o'clock. He's paying, you know, like $4.99. He's like, oh, I wonder how many holes I can get in. Not a thing you want to tell to the guy at the curb.
No.
As he's looking at his watch, as you're stumbling up with your old ping bag at 5:05, he's just glaring at you, staring at his watch. You don't follow up with that. I wonder how many holes I can get in.
Yeah, right. And now the sun, it must go down at 9 o'clock now, so they could be out there.
It's not that bad, because we're so far south, it's so weird. We just don't get the huge swings that the northerners do. It's pretty much 8:30, 8:35, and that's it. We're going to max out.
That's interesting. Whereas
up in North Dakota, because it's so far north, it was like 10:05,
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. So nothing new with you, Mr. Klinsman?
No, not a whole lot. It's just the week off. It was nice going up to New Hampshire last weekend. Just relaxed a little bit. Didn't do Storyland or anything this time. But
Would you grill up anything?
No, we ended up just going out because we didn't want to have to clean up
Daddy
too much.
Daddy Warbucks over here. I didn't want to have to clean any pots and pans, so we went out to dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
we actually just got like a cheap pizza one night and then went out to lunch.
What's a cheap pizza?
It was just a takeout. It was like $13.99 for a large.
How was it?
It was actually pretty good. Better than I thought it would be.
What kind of toppings did you have on it?
Meatball and black olives.
Ooh, meatball, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's tough with Jurgina because she's not supposed to eat any like processed meats like sausage or bacon or ham, like anything with nitrates in it.
Okay.
So that narrows
down. What is that, like
the,
stunt their growth or something?
I guess it's not good for them when they're little. It's not good for anybody, I guess,
yes,
but especially when they're little. So it pretty much narrows it down to either chicken or meatball on pizza as far as meat toppings go, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I like, you know, pepperoni, bacon. I like the real filth on my pizza.
I like a meat lovers. Did you know that
oh, that's the best.
Caffeine was supposed to stunt your growth? And I used to be a coffee drinker when I was a kid. It did. I guess I would have been like 7'9".
Yeah, you'd be playing in the association right now.
I'd be Manute Bol's twin brother. I'd be the white Manute Bol if it wasn't for those cups of coffee I drank when I was 13.
Yeah, that's too bad. You'd still be rolling. You'd be like Robert Parrish at the end of his career. Neither knee was working.
Oh, did you watch that 30 for 30 last night?
No, I caught some wind of it, but I didn't get a chance to check it out.
Pretty good? Oh, it's so good. That's when basketball was great. Oh, baloney.
Those guys up in Boston, the morning show, they were ripping it today.
Well, it's as with typical ESPN, they had to get the whole, you know, Boston hates blacks. I mean, they had to hammer that for 45 minutes. Well, of course. I mean, it's ESPN losing viewership, and they talk about cord cutting.
Right, and they... You know what they were saying?
What is that, Doctor?
On the show, they were saying how, like, they made a point during the documentary and said that, oh, well, they were only averaging under 10,000 fans per night for the Celtics in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, they made the comparison because the Bruins were terrible and the Bruins were selling out. But guess what? Once they had Havlicek, Havlicek's known the ball! Then they started selling out because they had two white guys.
But that's not even it, though. They went through the average attendance in the NBA, and the Celtics were always above the league average. Like, the league average...
So what you're saying is they didn't sell the whole story.
Right, the league average in those years was like 6,500 throughout the NBA, and the Celtics were averaging like 9,000. So they were like 30% above the league average.
Oh, yeah, that's... ESPN didn't share that with me last night. I see. So you're saying that the Entertainment and Sports Network has an agenda?
It sounds that way. I don't know. It's been... I kind of didn't believe it at first, but then...
I saw it years and years and years and years ago.
And now it's all coming out. It's plain as day.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, you wouldn't know. Like, anybody at home that doesn't look into it on their own, you would just assume, like, what you said. Oh, the Bruins were selling out, and the Celtics had bad attendance, but they had some of the best attendance in the league.
Mm.
It's just the league as a whole was not...
I'm sure they're going to mouse keep that next week in the next one.
Yeah, that'll come on the next one. Anyway, you want to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
Yeah, make it quick.
All right, it's a Blue Moon. That's as quick as it gets. Everyone knows what that is.
Blue Moon.
That's what I got.
All right.
Blue Moon. All right, take us to break, Havlicek.
All right, Bill, we're going to take a break.
The seventh son. Maybe that's why you're such a strange and special one. You can't even seem to love yourself. And with a few exceptions, not anybody else. You can lead a horse to water, make him drink. You can give a man your whole heart and soul, but you cannot make him think. You couldn't live with me instead of alone and
back from break. This is episode 172 of the Pork Floor Podcast.
Sure is, Bill. So, you know, you've been into the studios here at the Palatial Westerly Estate several times.
That is correct.
So, in the studio, I have my microphone set up at all times. And whenever Yergina comes in the studio with me, if we're going to do something on the computer, she grabs the microphone and she says, "Podcast."
Oh, really?
So I think she's itching to be on it. Maybe in a few weeks we can do like a daytime recording and have her come.
It'd be great to have her on.
As a special guest, yeah.
She,
at least for the first segment, maybe.
She's got the podcast down, huh?
Yeah.
Susie does a good podcast.
does she? You should get her to do the intro for this week's show.
Susie, do the intro?
Yeah, then I gotta cut it and all that crap.
That's true. You already have it all saved.
You gotta set up.
Yeah. Never mind. I know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, we all can't go up to New Hampshire and eat Swerza.
No, that's true. Oh, I had these beautiful fish tacos up there, Bill.
Do discuss before we jump into the meat of the episode.
On Sunday afternoon, so we're walking around in Woodstock, New Hampshire, and it's just got little shops, and it was a little before 11, and Georgina started asking for food, like she wanted a snack, she was hungry. So I look at the watch, I say, it's about 11. I tell Sarah, I say, well, maybe we should just go get lunch, and there's this little, there's a brewery that has a restaurant, the Woodstock Inn and Brewery, and they have a really good restaurant, so I was like, oh, let's just go grab lunch there. So we get a table, and we order the food, and they have a really nice menu. It's huge, all these different like entrees, but then they have a nice sandwich selection. Yeah. So I'm looking through, and they have these blackened mahi fish tacos.
Yeah, yep. You're talking my language right now. Yuri.
Oh, they were beautiful. Like a chipotle mayo, the blackened mahi, big chunks of mahi, nicely blackened.
Little cilantro,
a little bit of cilantro, yes, with the coleslaw and some pineapple mayonnaise, pineapple salsa, which I know you wouldn't like the pineapple.
Well, it's the stuff that doesn't go with stuff, but
it's like a fruit salsa.
Yes,
you know, like a mango salsa or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, they were so good. Three big, three tacos with huge pieces of fish in there. It was very good.
Mm, that sounds lovely, Bill.
It was, and I got some onion rings on the side, and Georgina stole my last onion ring. Wasn't happy about that, but she ate it, though, at least. I was a little surprised, because I didn't know how she'd take to the onion rings, but she enjoyed it. Anyway, I digress. You want to let everyone know what we're going to be talking about this week?
Food? No, actually...
Always food.
We're looking at maybe spending a week after our anniversary up at Disney.
Yes, because you did this last year as well, right? For your anniversary?
Actually, we were able to go up around the 4th of July, but for some reason, it's expensive this year. So we have to go up the following week. We're always looking for those. Whenever we see on the sign in the... Florida resident deals, I always have to run some scenarios.
You get the Excel spreadsheet out and start crunching numbers. Yeah, I know
what you mean. I'll tell you what, Bill, today we came up with some nice ones tonight, didn't we?
Yeah, you gave me, because I'm not privy to these Florida resident numbers that are out there, because I'm not so special. But you gave me the nightly rate at several resorts on property.
Yes, that is correct, Mr. Klinsman.
And as you did last year, you stayed at the Polynesian.
We stayed at the Polynesian. We stayed at the DVC just for one night, though.
Right, one night. Although you didn't know it was the DVC going into it, right?
That is correct. I did not know.
You just kind of got upgraded to that.
Yes.
But either way, so you stayed at the Poly, and you kind of hung out at the resort, did a lot of things at the resort.
Yes.
That was kind of the big draw for you. You were going to spend the time at the resort. You weren't going to go to the parks. You were going to do... all the resort had to offer.
Yes, yes, sir.
And that's your game plan going in again this year, if I am correct.
Yes, yep, that's a good assumption. Very good.
But it also might be two evenings instead of one.
That's what I'm thinking right now. It's maybe two evenings.
Which would be very nice. So we have the numbers here. Do you want to go through that first, or do you want to do one at a time?
What are the dates are July 7th through the 9th.
Okay.
Not that that means anything, but if people want to sell, send us some champagne and cigarettes to the room.
Cigarettes. Winston lights.
Yeah, some Marlboro lights. We'd be happy to take it. Well, I would. Susie would have some champagne, but...
just smoke some heaters while Susie's chugging right out of the bottle of champagne.
Yeah, classy.
Real classy at the Grand Floridian, yes. Sitting out on your balcony.
Smoking some reds.
Chain smoking.
Yeah. So where do you want to start?
Well, I was thinking we could, we'll go low to high as far as price.
Okay.
For the night.
Okay.
Because you did give me the lowdown. And at the low end of the price per night was Old Key West.
Old Key West, which is unfortunately a joint that is highly sought after in November.
Apparently everything is.
Yeah.
Which we can discuss at a later date.
But Old Key West... I've eaten at Olivia's.
And you enjoy that?
I enjoy it a lot.
But that's the only
But unfortunately, that's all they have. Now, Joey Bag of Donuts claims that they have a great pool bar and great quick service over there.
That's the gurgling suitcase, right?
That sounds about right.
And the pool is really cool because it has an actual sauna there. And the hot tub and the pool and the grounds are gorgeous. So I think you would be able to find plenty to do. But you could also go to Downtown Disney, Disney Springs, directly from there and kind of use that as your restaurant pool to pull from.
Or you could just downgrade and stay at one of the moderates.
Well, sure. But I guess my point is if you want to like enjoy the pools and everything and then have your dinners at Boathouse or something, that wouldn't be the end of the world.
That's right.
And for $2.59 a night, that's not a bad deal at all.
That's correct.
Although it seems like you're not really leaning that way after saying what you've said so far about that you've already done.
You're good at reading my mannerisms. Let's go.
Now, you've walked the grounds there, right?
You know what? We got there at night. I went with your sister, and we had went to a water park during the day, so we got there at night. So, no, I have not walked the grounds. I pretty much just parked and went to Olivia's, hung out at the gift shop when we were waiting to be seated, and that's about it.
So that's the original DVC property.
Yes.
So there is some charm to it in that regard, and it also I've done the YouTubes and watched a lot of the YouTube videos, and it looks like it's a really nice. The grounds are really nice there, and that's something I would enjoy walking.
I agree with you.
But we'll move right along to another of the original DVC resorts. I think this was the second one, right?
Yeah, Saratoga Springs.
And that's $10 more per night, $2.69.
Oh, well, I have great news, Bill. This is the lowest now. It's at $2.59.00.
Oh, it went down in the last 10 minutes?
It went down in 10 minutes. It's tied with Old Key West.
It's like a race to the bottom here.
That's why it's like airfare. You just keep going back, click, back, click, back, click. Okay, looks good. I'm going to book it.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, we got to get one of those sounds in here, don't we?
Yeah, maybe we should. So, all right, it's tied. Saratoga Springs, $2.59 as well per night.
Yes.
And this is a resort you've never even stepped
foot. Never walked on.
And that's going to appeal to you.
Yeah, it does.
I would think. Because I know a lot of what you like is to try something different and new.
Yes.
Like, out of the ordinary. And this isn't a cheerleader place by any means.
Correct.
People don't talk about it. It is a DVC for the most part, so that's part of the reason is that most people don't just book a room there because a lot of times it's more expensive unless you have a DVC, but obviously they're looking to fill some gaps for that weekend and putting out some good rates.
Now I'll tell you what, Billy, that restaurant they have there looks good.
The Turf Club?
Yes.
That does look good.
That looks good, doesn't it?
That's the one that has like that big prime rib, right?
That's correct, sir. Yes.
Yeah. Like it's funny, we just have the menus memorized.
We can visualize it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that the one that had the potato puree? No, that's not the right one you're thinking of.
Yeah, they have rice pilaf as their side. Oh, okay.
That's dumb.
So, you want to table this one for now and just keep going through the list?
We can table that for now, sure.
Or is there more you want to discuss? I mean, like we said, the appeal of not having walked the grounds must be pretty high.
Yes. And the fact that I haven't eaten at that restaurant.
That helps as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's only the one, so it's not like you're going to have lunch and dinner there twice in 2 days.
Yes, sir.
I mean, maybe. You certainly could. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but I know you like trying different things.
Right.
Again, the grounds there are really nice after looking at YouTube videos, and the rooms are very, very nice. I like those rooms better than the rooms at Old Key West, based on just on videos, but it seems more. The Saratoga Springs reminds me more of like a Grand Floridian style, like the way more of a Victorian style.
That's fair.
So I think that would appeal to you a little more than Old Key West if it came down to those two.
Yeah, but I like Old Key West because it's Florida.
That's true. You're a big Florida room, so it's a good point. All right, let's move on to the next in line, and it is the Boardwalk.
Boardwalk,
unless,
can you believe
unless it's
that?
Changed in the last 5 minutes.
I got it right now at $291.90.
Yep, that's what you told me before.
$291.90. Yep,
that's a really good
that's
deal.
That's a good
for
deal.
Boardwalk.
Isn't that a great deal?
Now, one of the biggest appeals for Boardwalk is that it's walking distance to Epcot Center. But if you're not planning on doing parks, that's not as big of a pull for me.
Mm-hmm.
for the Boardwalk, because their pool, I'm not a huge fan of their pool. I don't know if you are the clown.
No, God, that would scare the poop out of Cosmo Kramer. He hates clowns.
Yeah, Cosmo would not be.
He would not be. He would not stay at Boardwalk Inn.
The pool's not a big draw for me. I love the resort itself. I love the Boardwalk. But again, you kind of have that whole experience down because you've eaten at some of those places. You've walked the Boardwalk many times.
Right.
And just staying in a room there, although I'm sure they're very nice, I don't know if that would be the one to do. But what are your thoughts on it?
Boardwalk, as I think I've mentioned, is probably my least favorite out of the Epcot resorts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very fond of the theming. I'm afraid that it could be loud at night. Granted, we wouldn't be going to bed anytime when the weasels are still out banging on those, hammers and all that nonsense. Oh, yeah.
Then again, you could always hit up, like, Jelly Rolls or
that is an appeal. It's just not my favorite.
Right.
However, let's get into the dining. Because
there's
a lot of good dining there. Flying Fish is like top of our list. We've been talking about maybe going this weekend just to go up for a few hours and have dinner. And of course, Flying Fish is like the first thing we mention.
Right.
The Italian joint, we had breakfast there, but I look at their menu. That place looks fantastic for dinner.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty good.
And also, something that never gets discussed is like their little burger joint.
Which one is that?
It's like their one credit. It's like kind of, it has like bar food.
The Big River Grill.
Yeah, Big River Grill. Yeah, I've heard that's the pretty brewery. Good.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard much about that. I know they make beer there, and you'd think it'd be more of a like something that's talked about, but I don't hear a lot about that at all.
And I think that that's a place that probably. We could get 10 people together and, like, two of them have been.
Right.
It's just one of those places that nobody goes to.
I went in there and used the business center.
Oh, how was it?
It was pretty good.
Did you take any pictures?
No.
No pictures?
I actually, I didn't take any pictures. I used the business center.
Yeah.
And I was going to buy a beer to go, and they don't sell them to go on the boardwalk.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so I ended up just getting an ice water. Like, you would think the boardwalk, it's all Disney property, so what would it matter if they sold a beer and a to-go cup to walk
exactly,
around?
Exactly,
you know?
Yep.
I was a little disappointed in that. Now, let me bring this next point up, since we're on the subject of the boardwalk and Flying Fish. You said it's not your favorite of the boardwalk area.
Yes.
For an extra $18 per night at $309, you could stay at the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
And that would still grant you very good access to places like Flying Fish.
Yes.
And that also grants you access to arguably the best pool on property, although it is Weasel Central.
Yes.
But the nicest pool on property.
Yes.
And you're much more enamored with that resort as opposed to Boardwalk.
That is correct.
So that could become a strong contender because you're in walking distance to the Swan and Dolphin restaurants, the Boardwalk restaurants, and all the Yacht and Beach Club restaurants. And you have that pool.
And why don't we lump them together?
And the Beach Club as well.
And the Beach Club. Because for another $16, you're looking at the Beach Club at $335.
Now, what appeals to you more? Because I like the Yacht Club a little better, but I haven't done a lot of research on either. Like, I haven't looked at YouTube's intensely, but just walking through a couple times, I like the vibe of Yacht Club better than Beach Club.
Okay.
Personally.
I like the vibe. I like the coloring of Beach Club. My favorite color is blue, and I like that lighter blue. I like the theming of the Beach Club.
Because, see, you're back to that, like, it's more Florida.
More Florida. Yeah, even though, I mean, it's not themed after Florida. It's themed after New England.
Right.
But it has more of that laid-back, relaxed, beachy feel. Hence the name.
Right.
But the more I hang out there, Krista and I both agree that we think we like the Yacht Club better.
Because I like the dark woods and everything in the Yacht Club. See, that's what I really enjoy about that resort.
Well, it's funny because when we were looking at those houses up at Disney, you liked some of the houses that had that darker wood.
Right.
Where I didn't like that. I like the lighter colors.
Yeah.
But here's why we like Yacht Club, is it seems to have less weasels. I think Beach
Certainly.
Club is much more of a family place, and
family,
I think Yacht Club is more for honeymooners and mature people. So,
I would tend to agree with that. And you did get to actually go into a Beach Club room, right?
We never made it up there because Kristen's. We didn't get it up there when Kristen's sister was there.
Oh, but you just went to property. You didn't actually get to the room.
No, we would have. We didn't get to property. We went to property like the following weekend when she was staying at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, we were able to check out that room, which was amazing. Amazing.
See, that's the thing. The rooms are so nice. Like, this is really, as we go through this list, there's not a lot that you could choose poorly with.
Correct.
Because all the resorts have beautiful grounds. Mm-hmm. We know that. Especially with the deluxes. The restaurants, it's really a preference of what you enjoy with the restaurants. And then the rooms are all going to be very nice. Now, we talked about Boardwalk at 291, Yacht Club 309, Beach Club 335. Right in the middle of those two is the Wilderness Lodge at $319. And now, you've stayed at the Wilderness Lodge
before. I stayed there for a week.
Now, does that kind of take this out of the running for you because you've done pretty much all that needs to be done there?
It does and it doesn't, because I think Kristen would really like it. And she's dying to try
Artist Point,
yep. So this doesn't take it out of the running.
Okay.
But this is one of those places that's always cheap. So we might be able to, you know, sometime find, you know, especially Christmas time when it's slow, we might be able to get up there for a weekend.
And that's great at Christmas time, that lobby. That's a good point. Yeah, for $319, though, that's not too bad.
Aren't these great deals?
They're pretty good prices, I have to say, especially if you're just going to spend the time at the resort.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's funny, because it looks like a lot of people are staying at the values, because Caribbean Beach isn't a value, but that's at $174. But Port Orleans Riverside is $208, and Pop Century is $138.
So those aren't too
relatively
cheap.
Speaking, you know, you would think at these deals that Pop might be, you know, $89, $99, but...
Right, that's what, like, it's not proportional to
correct.
The other ones.
Yeah.
But that could be a lot because this is when the families start going down. Families with the school-age kids, and they're more likely to stay at a value or a moderate just because their budgets are going to be lower and they're going to be spending more times in the park when they don't care about the resort as much. So that could be part of the reason. So they're trying to round out these deluxes by offering the staycationers a good deal. Which, hey, more power to you. You get to reap the benefits.
That's right.
Now, we'll hop up to the next level here, which is the aforementioned Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes.
You were never a huge fan of this resort.
Never was.
You don't love the lobby. I remember
It's
like,
too dark.
Well, it depends on the time of day, because it's all glass. Right. So, during the day, it's very bright, but then at night, it's very dark. But it's got the dark woods. I like it a lot because it reminds me of Wilderness Lodge in a different way, but they're similar styles.
Okay. I agree with that, but I just like Wilderness Lodge so much more.
Sure, that's right. And I think I would probably lean towards Wilderness Lodge, although I've spent more time at the Animal Kingdom Lodge lobby than Wilderness Lodge.
That's funny, because I've been to Wilderness Lodge so many times,
I've only been a few, and when we went, I think maybe only once or twice, and we didn't spend a lot of time in the lobby because we had our dining reservations, and then... we headed back after that, I think.
Well, Whispering Canyon's one of Frank's go-tos for dinner, so we've been there a few times.
Right.
I love that place for breakfast.
Right, I was thinking that when you were talking about Wilderness Lodge. They have that new quick serve that has a really nice bar that like overlooks the water, which would be really cool to hang out at.
Well, that was one of the things that you were telling me about when I was talking about this trip a week or two ago. And you said, Wilderness Lodge would be great because you could go to this new place and...
And you love Artist Point, and Susie's dying to try it. Yep. And then, like you said, Whispering Canyon for breakfast.
Breakfast and dinner.
And even Roaring Fork, I heard, is a pretty good quick
service. Yeah, it's a good quick service. It is a good quick service.
And it has your favorite bar on property right now, I think.
Yeah, that is my favorite bar. You are correct.
So there's a lot going for it.
It has a lot going for it, trust me.
And you've put some miles on that hot tub there, too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I was in there every night. Beautiful. I mean, how can you not sit there every night? With that location.
Yeah, that's true. That's a beautiful pool area, isn't it? With like the springs and everything they have.
It's
like the geyser.
The geyser. Yeah. And I mean, you can hear the boats.
You're starting to sell yourself on this Wilderness Lodge
thing. Right on Bay Lake. It's not a matter of selling me.
That's true. Yeah, you're like a fat kid going into a candy store, and then you get to pick between, like, a Snickers bar or a Butterfinger and a Twix.
Yeah, I know.
And, like, your eyes are lit up no matter what, and whichever one you get, you're going to be happy with. So, Animal Kingdom. Now, what that has going for it is there is a ton to do at that resort. The restaurants there,
yep,
I think, are fantastic. I mean, you've done the breakfast buffet. It's one of your favorite breakfast buffets. Mm-hmm. I keep telling you about Jico and how that might be my favorite place on property.
That's your favorite two credit.
Certainly.
Yep.
Way up there. I think it's either number one or number two. Probably number one. I've heard good things about Sanaa. You've eaten there, right? Or you just had... Is that the one you went to, Sanaa?
Yeah. Yeah. We were only able... That was when Kristen's sister was staying there.
Oh, and you just went for a...
No, we actually ate there because that was the night that they went over to... we went to a water park. And then they went to Yachtsman Steakhouse. So we said, we'll just hang out here and, you know, and see if we can get a reservation. We couldn't get a reservation, but we ate at the bar.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you something. I don't know if I ever shared this with you. I got food poisoning.
Oh, no, you did not tell me.
Yeah, I did.
Just you?
Just me.
So what did you have that Susie didn't?
I think I had, like, some pork dish.
Oh, boy.
And it didn't taste bad. But I got to work. I woke up because I used to work the early shift on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I woke up at about 5, and I wasn't feeling good. I kind of had a headache. I went to work. I was a starter. And I said, I think I'm going to puke. Like, I hadn't puked since, like,
yeah,
like you were in college and you drank too much. I'm like, it's been, right, like 23 years, like, since I puked. So running into the bathroom, I didn't puke. And then I started. I was sat in a cart. I asked another guy. I said, can you start? I just don't feel good. I was sitting in a cart. I started burning up. So I finally went home. And I had like 102 temperature. And, you know, I kind of laid around that day. And then that night I started feeling a little bit better. And then the next day I felt fine. And I was telling Joey Bag of Donuts, who he worked for the New York Fire Department. He's the one who has DVC. And I said, I think I got food poisoning at Animal Kingdom. He goes, you don't get food poisoning at Disney restaurants, blah, blah, blah. He goes, what were your symptoms? And I told him. He's like, yeah, that's totally food poisoning.
See, I was just going to say, that sounds more like a virus, not food. Because you usually get a fever from food poisoning.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you can get a fever.
Oh, really? Because yeah. I just always associate it with come out both ends.
Yeah, well, it was some of that, but then, like, yeah, the fever, because the body's, like, trying to get rid of stuff. If something's foreign in the body, you know?
Sweating it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And because he said, when did you have dinner? And I said, about, you know, 9 o'clock or whatever. He's like, and when did you feel it? And I said, oh, you know, like, when I woke up at 5. He's like, yeah, it typically takes, like, 5-6 hours. He said, that definitely sounds like food poisoning. But like I said, nothing tasted bad.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of gun-shy now. It was like when I got sick having Aaron Julius at the Warwick Mall when I was a kid.
Right.
I could never walk by that place.
So now Animal Kingdom Lodge gets tarnished.
Yeah, that's kind of at the bottom of the list. Let's move on.
All right, moving right along. See, that'd be up near the top of mine for a weekend getaway, but that's okay. Now, next up on the list, we're getting up into the higher end here. We have the Contemporary... Yeah. $356 a night.
Uh-huh.
Now, you said before we started recording, this is not high on Susie's list of places.
Never
to
has
stay.
Been high on her list.
And it wasn't on your... It wasn't high on your list either until recently.
It's just something about it. You know, Bill, everybody who ever stays there says how amazing it is. And I get the whole, oh, you can walk to Walt Disney. Who cares? Yeah, you can take a bus and it takes 11 minutes. You're not going to sell me on any of that crap.
It's not like you're going to be going to Magic Kingdom if you stay at the Contemporary anyway.
Right. And granted, I bet that $356, I think Kristen actually said it might be a tower, because I said, I think it's going to be out and back on Bay Lake, and she said, I think it's actually tower. Obviously not Magic Kingdom view, but, you know, even Bay Lake view isn't bad.
There are nice views,
certainly.
So that's a plus.
I don't know. I did the Weezer Water review. And they got a great pool and a great hot tub. Great location.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been to their pool area out back.
No.
It's really nice.
But yeah, I haven't been to it.
And let's be realistic. They're probably right up there with... I mean, it could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 best restaurants on property.
That's true, but you've also been to all of them.
I've been to all of them with the exception of Chef Melnick's.
Right, which I don't think would be up in the top five.
And I also haven't had dinner downstairs at the Wave.
At the Wave, right. I mean, it's tempting because the views are nice. If you get lucky, maybe you could see the fireworks from your room. But the grounds there don't do a lot for me.
I agree with you.
Like you like to walk around the grounds, and it's too much pavement there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it has its appeal, certainly. I mean, the Bay Lake Tower. If it was up to staying in the DVC rooms at Bay Lake Tower, that might be my top choice because those rooms are fantastic.
I mean, another selling point is that I could now say that I've stayed at both of their originals.
Right. And all three of the monorail resorts.
Correct.
Which would be a nice little trifecta to have.
Mm-hmm.
That is a plus, but I don't think you're going to sell Susie on that for $700.
Yeah, that's a
for
tough
a place
one.
That she's not too high on.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough sell. Because, I mean, you're thinking $309 a night for Yacht Club versus $356 for Contemporary. Which way is Susie going to lean? She's going Yacht Club.
That
means Flying Fish is on the table. You know, that means there's a lot of pluses for that, and I can see where she's coming from.
But I also look at $356. Granted, that's expensive, but Contemporary sometimes a $500-$600 a night resort, and that's the thing. Like, I look at it, we can probably get Yacht Club and Beach Club and, you know, in the threes at some point.
Although those are usually pretty high too, though.
Yeah, a lot. But I see them in the threes more than I see the Contemporary in the threes.
That's fair. All right. So after the Contemporary, the next step up on the list is the Grand Floridian, $416 a night. That's still really high, but like you said, that's usually like $560 is usually like middle of the road, for that, or low end actually. Usually see $618.
Yeah, you do. You do. Why? You look at prices too?
No, it's what it comes up at. It's like, I can't even fathom spending that. I mean, I think we've talked about that before.
Don't understand that ridiculousness.
Like, a week there is so much money. Even if you have millions of dollars, it just seems like more than you need to spend, mm-hmm. as much as I'd like to do it, you know? But I guess at some point, money doesn't mean anything. And $600 a night is like $60 a night to some people.
I think it is. Because, you know, like, when you were younger and, like, you would stay, like, at one of those roach-fested places for $39.99.
Yeah.
And now, like, if you were doing a road trip, there would be no way you would ever let your wife and babies sit in a room like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's kind of like that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're saying.
I mean, it was like, but back in the day, $39 was expensive, and now...
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I mean, some of those places haven't cleaned since they were $39. Right. But there was more, I don't know, it seems like, maybe I'm just romanticizing the past, but like some of those cheapo places we used to stay, they weren't that bad. They were nice, clean rooms, you know? There was nothing fancy, no frills, but there wasn't anything.
Oh, yeah, some of the Nationals, like a motel, I've stayed at nice Motel 6s, I've stayed at some nice places, halfway decent places, but I've stayed at some slime ball, you know, I paid $79, I expect halfway decent clean pillow.
Right.
I'm not staying at the $19.99 place off the side of the road.
Yeah, the hourly.
Yeah. This is Eric.
No, but like we used to go to Lake George and we'd stay at the Econo Lodge.
Yeah, I've stayed at the Econo Lodge. That was always a decent place.
Right, it was fine. There were no frills, right. Like I said, but it was clean, it was safe. What more can you want? You know, we were trying to do a vacation on the cheap, mm-hmm. and we spent the money on the experiences and it was great. I'll have fond memories of that forever. And nowadays, like, you know, a place like that, now I'm sure there's still good places that are cheaper because they're all individually owned. So they're basically franchises.
Yeah.
So it all depends on how they're kept. And that's the beautiful thing with the internet is you can read reviews on specific, like if you're looking for a place to stay and it's $90 a night and you look at the reviews and they're all 4 stars saying how clean it was and everything, that's important. You can check that stuff out.
Right.
As opposed to the places that can still be that much, but they might not keep up on the cleanliness. Anyway, as we talk about the Grand Floridian, we bring the Econo Lodge into the equation here. So what are your thoughts on this? $416
mm-hmm.
is low for Grand Floridian, so this is giving you your value. This is like the war, wins above replacement.
Yeah.
So you're getting a good value on what it usually is.
Yeah.
But compared to some of these other places, it's a lot more money. For 2 nights.
It's $100.
At the minimum. Yeah, right around 100 plus. So for 2 nights, that's basically your dining budget.
Correct.
That you're spending. So what are your thoughts? I know, I mean, it's not hard to figure out. You're a Grand Floridian cheerleader through and through.
Yes.
How much is that worth to you? That's what I need to know.
Well, it's worth quite a lot because this has always been Susie's dream.
Yeah, she's always wanted to stay there.
She loves the grounds. She loves the interior. It's just always been one of hers. And it's just,
right.
you can never justify $500.
Right.
And the other thing is, does it go below 416?
I don't know.
I've never seen it in the threes.
No. Mm-mm. I don't check it out that much. I don't check it out as much as you do. So it's hard to say. But I wonder, like, it doesn't go even lower than this at, like, some random weekday in January when they're dead?
I've never seen it this low, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I paid $330 for the Polynesian, and I would have probably paid another $100 for the Grand last year. So to put it in perspective, it wasn't even $430 last year.
Right. I guess we could go back and listen, because we basically did the same thing last year to see how much it was.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
But that was one night. So spend an extra $100 for one night, but for two nights, that adds up pretty quick.
Sure it does.
So again, like, you can always... But this might be the cheapest you ever see the Grand Floridian.
That's what I'm trying.
You could do two separate
places. I was thinking about that too, but you know what? What a pain in the butt.
Not really. You have your car. It's not like you need to unpack a lot for one night. Yeah. It just gives you access to the pool. You get to check out the room.
I don't know if I want to check out and check back in. You're going to blow 2-3 hours right there.
Yeah, but you know what? You get the access to two separate resorts on the same day.
There is that.
Because you get to, on your checkout day, you still have full privileges till midnight at that day. So if you stayed at Grand Floridian the first day, after you check out, you can still, like, stay at the pool that whole day and then just go back to your room at Yacht Club.
Yeah, here's a newsflash. I can use that pool whenever I want anyways.
At the Grand?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true. The Yacht Club one, though,
that's true.
One you got to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's definitely something to think about. I know, I mean, it's kind of obvious to say you're leaning Grand Floridian, I would
imagine. And so is Susie.
It's a lot. It's definitely a lot more. I mean, I look at Boardwalk at $291 and Grand Floridian at $416. That's a big difference.
Uh-huh.
That's $300 over the course of 2 days.
Uh-huh.
That's enough to stay a night at Yacht Club, that $300. I don't know. I mean, but I'm not in love with the Grand Floridian like you guys are. So
correct.
It's not. It would be easy for me to pull it out. As much as I like the restaurants there, in which I do.
Their restaurants are phenomenal, aren't they?
They're really good, but it's not like you have to stay there to go to them. You've been to them all.
Yeah, but it's just nice being able to just walk to them.
Sure, of course. I understand that appeal. I don't know. I mean, we differ on this. We always talk about the deluxes and which ones I like.
We're almost opposites on deluxes. I think we're similar with the values and similar with the... moderates, and on the deluxes, I think we're completely opposite.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think we agree on Wilderness Lodge.
I think if I did my top five and your top five, there might only be about one or two in both of our lists.
Well, that's... Yeah. Yeah, because you'd have Grand Floridian and Poly up there, and I don't think either of those would make my list. And then, yeah, Contemporary wouldn't be on mine, but I don't know if that'd be your top five either. Is that creeping up into your top five, the Contemporary now?
You know what it is? It's
like the White Whale,
I'm just so curious about it.
Yeah. There is a lot of history there.
Like, years ago, it was never on my radar, and now people just rave about it. I heard the rooms are amazing.
But you know what? It's all the people who stayed there when they were kids that love it.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a fair assessment. Grand Floridian and I stayed at it as a kid, so I understand that.
Right, but that doesn't mean that if you stay there now that you're going to have that same feeling that those people do.
Nah, you do, because when I walk around a Grand Floridian, I have that same feeling.
Right, but that's because you had it in the 70s. You didn't have that feeling at the Contemporary, or whatever, the 80s for you. But I'm saying, like, if someone stayed at the Contemporary in 1975 as a 10-year-old, and then they go back in 2015 and they get that nostalgia, they're going to love it. But if you never stayed at the Contemporary and you stay there in a few weeks...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm saying that's why I have that love for the Grand Floridian.
Of course, and that makes sense, and I understand why people have that love for the Contemporary when they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if it would work for you because you haven't had that experience.
It's the same thing with you with the All-Stars.
Yeah, exactly. It all come rushing back.
It all comes
back.
In a few
months' time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be leaning Yacht Club. That seems like that would be in one of my tops anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And at that price, that's hard to beat.
Yeah, we're going to have a frank discussion about this.
Yeah, It's hard. I mean, you guys at least agree on the Grand Floridian and, uh-huh. and the money thing. See, this is where it would be interesting. If Susie was, like, totally on board with Yacht Club and that was her number one choice, your argument, you would have a hard time winning that argument for the Grand Floridian.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because the difference in price, and you've been to all those restaurants and everything. Mm-hmm. But you guys are basically going to try to talk yourselves out of the Grand Floridian because... Because
that's both of our number one choice.
That's both what you want to do.
Correct.
So why even bother? Why try to talk yourself out of it?
Yeah, we don't have to.
You know, bite the bullet and do it if that's what you want to do.
That's the thing, like I was telling you, I'm like, we don't go on vacation. The only time we spend money is if we go to Disney. We don't eat out down here. We always cook.
Right.
So yeah, once every month or 5 weeks, we go up there and have a halfway decent dinner, but... Living down here, you don't have to go on a $2,000 vacation.
Right. So spend it all at the Grand Floridian.
not spend it all, but...
No, I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, it's your anniversary. It's a good deal. It works out good, timing-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Wouldn't be my choice to spend it, to spend that extra $300, but, you know, $200 to $300 extra.
What a good review that's going to be, though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The grounds, the food,
a lot of live videos. Still waiting on some of that live audio and video from the Polynesian last year.
Oh, it's out there.
It's out there in the cloud?
Yeah, it's out on the cloud. Wow.
Oh, good.
Looking at the skies from tonight. It's pretty dark.
Well, it is 10 o'clock at night, Bill.
Oh, I don't mean right now. I was talking about a couple hours ago. Yeah, so what would your choice be? We'll go to break in just a second, but what would your...
These prices, it would be definitely down to Wilderness Lodge or Yacht Club, and I'd be leaning Yacht Club.
And those are fair. Those are probably my top three, so those are fair.
Because Wilderness Lodge, I love the grounds there. The restaurant, like, I'm not a huge fan of Artist Point, so that wouldn't appeal to me, but you're also within a boat ride of all the Grand Floridian restaurants, all the contemporary restaurants, so that's nice. Yacht Club, I've made my case on that. The whole boardwalk restaurant, I mean, Yachtsman Steakhouse is there. So there's a lot of good aspects of Yacht Club. I'd probably do Yacht Club because that pool is really intriguing to me as well. If you're going to spend a lot of time at the resort and hang out at the pool, that's the place to be.
And it's got my favorite one credit, and for all I know, it could have my favorite two credit.
Yeah, very true. On that note, we should probably take our second break, right?
All right, sounds good.
I'm sure. I'm not surprised.
Mr. ADD. Yeah, so my top three, I would say, would be Grand, probably Yacht Club, and then Wilderness Lodge. Wait, now, you told me your top two. What would your third be?
My third choice would either be Saratoga Springs for the real value or Animal Kingdom Lodge because there is a lot to do there.
Okay.
And I love the restaurants there. Yeah, probably Animal Kingdom Lodge would be my third choice out of those. We didn't even touch the Poly, by the way, which must be sold out because you said the only room.
Yeah, it was 19 change, and it wasn't even the bungalows.
Yeah, $1,900 a night. Yeah. So that one's a little out of the budget, is what you're saying?
Unless I could go hourly.
Yeah,
I might be able to.
Even then,
like 2 hours is going to be like what the Grand was.
Yeah, exactly.
Give or take a few.
Yeah, you're basically paying like $100 an hour to stay.
Let me put it to you this way, Bill. I can stay at the Grand Floridian for what it cost me for 4 hours at the Polynesian. That's what a bargain I'm getting. That's how you sell it. You reverse it out.
Yeah. Look, I could stay at the Grand Floridian for 5 nights for the price of 1 day at the Poly.
Of 1 night at the Polynesian.
Yeah.
You gotta stay at the Grand. There we go.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, hey, sounds good. I mean, I like this tradition of you guys staying at a deluxe on your anniversary.
And you know what? We don't even think about it, actually. I just kind of fart around and check out prices. And I'll yell out, hey, Susie, come in here. Check out these prices. And she's like, oh.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, they just fell right around your anniversary.
Yeah, and that's what happened. They were just around our anniversary.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'll wait to find out. I guess you guys are going to kind of poopy or get off the pot, though, because these rates, you don't know how many rooms are available at these low rates. They could get gobbled up, especially after our vast audience hears about these deals.
And that's the problem, too, is we gotta get Fenway a dog sitter because we can't use the same one that we had down south. So
we're
going to try to find somebody to take care of him and all that stuff.
You could always do a review of the place at Disney, the one they have, that Best Pals place on property.
Oh, yeah, but I won't put him in a kennel.
Oh, that's true.
That's not, definitely not an option. He stays home.
He's got it made, the Fens.
Susie said the last weekend we were just hanging out watching TV. She said, if I can come back, I want to come back just like him. She's like I always wanted to come back as a dog because they do nothing other than sleep, eat, and hang out.
Yeah.
She's
right.
Like, but he's so spoiled. He's never been kenneled. He sleeps wherever he wants. He hangs out. He does whatever he wants, and he sleeps 20 hours a day. She's like, I totally want to come back as Fenway.
Yeah. He's got it made.
He's got it made. I mean, nobody has a better life than him. Well, that's all I got, Billy.
Yeah, I have nothing.
You like the Billy, don't you?
Yeah.
It makes you laugh.
It does.
Do we have to go back? Do we have to go back to that? Should we make that a regular part too? Is the golf tips on the range with Por Favor Mike? pulled that a little left, Billy.
Yeah. It's not like you were even giving tips. You were just giving commentary.
I was just giving commentary. It's just dropping balls and hitting pitching wedges.
Like, it'd be one thing if you gave, like, some terrible advice before and then, like, shanked it. That would be funny. Be like, make sure to keep your left arm straight.
And then, like, I just duck hook it in the woods.
You just chunk it. You just fold a piece of sod over the ball.
So you think I should start, because it's slow right now, so I can start doing once a week. Did you like that
funny
video, didn't you?
Yeah, that was good. So, I mean, you don't have to intentionally hit bad shots, but just through the course of like 5-6 minutes, there's always going to be one bad one.
Oh,
on
there's going to be a few, yeah. So I should stop giving tips. Like, okay, make sure you square it up, blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you just see me pull hook or.
Yeah.
I'll get my sticks out, too. I got some practice sticks. If I start using the practice sticks, that'll legitimize that my videos,
exactly.
Right?
You get one of those, one of the things like you put around your forearms that keeps your arms in the V? Like you wear it around your chest and it keeps your arms in the V so you can't like break your wrists?
I can put my number in the video, give myself a lessons. Certified PGA.
Yeah, $35 for 30 minutes or $55 for an hour.
Oh, I watch that video a couple times a week. That was about as dumb as it gets, doesn't it?
You know, if you can't sell the range balls, you could sell lessons, like Dr. Charles McClintock.
No. They really did not like that. Couple range balls here or there, they can look the other way. Nah, you don't start selling lessons. Tell my partner, I put my little sun hat on. I'm sorry, I got a lesson with Mrs. Melnick. I get in the car, I put some balls in the back, we got her club strapped. I got my sun hat on.
Alright, Louise, let's go to the back of the range here.
Oh, I got my little like thing where like I tap her when she's bringing clubs back and stuff. Keep your head still, keep your
You put the sticks down, put out little baskets for chipping practice.
What the hell's Hurley doing across the street? Oh, he's getting some carts. He's picking up the loose balls on the range.
You just go up to someone hitting range balls. Oh, I noticed you're dropping your elbow on the on your backswing. I could probably help you out for about $20.
at about $30 for the video. I can have video come up and do the tripod.
Yeah, bring the video, you break it down, you bring the tablet out. You start drawing on it with the stylus.
Jesus.
Oh, see, this is the problem right here. Look at how you bent your left knee a little too soon. All your weight shifted to your back foot. That's going to get you putting it to the right.
Oh, my God. It's just so dumb.
The pro comes out. He's just looking at you. You're there behind the person.
Charlie McClintock got in trouble like 3 or 4 times. I'm like, I guess they don't fire people in this industry. Because where I came from up north, you got one talking to and then you were gone.
Yeah,
Charlie was constantly on the range giving lessons. I'm like, how does he get away with this stuff?
Was he taking cash for it?
Nah, I don't think he was getting paid.
Well, maybe that's why. Hard to get in trouble. If he was like taking like $20 on the side for it, then he probably would have been out on his keister
pretty quick. He got a 29 handicap. We'd be on the first tee to ground ball.
Keep
your head
down.
You just gave Dr. Jones a lesson. Charlie.
Chuck McClintock.
Charlie McClintock, the swing doctor.
The doctor is in.
Should I bring us home?
Yeah, bring us home.
All right, you can find us on Facebook and...
At this point, you know what, Bill? People know where to find us.
They know
us.
Where to find us.
Search for Por Favor Podcast.
Por Favor Podcast. I can't stop laughing. This is ridiculous. All right, why don't you just bring us home? Because I'm in tears right now.
All right, thanks for listening to episode number 172 of the Por Favor Podcast. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, it's 172.
Number 172 for my co-host Mike. My name's Gary. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. We'll be right back.